We're talking with Bailey Moore from the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Bailey, tell me a little bit about the stockyards here at Joplin. You've got a unique operation going that covers quite a regional area.
Yep, we this is pretty well a family-run business. You know, my dad he bought this place in 86, and then we moved this to this facility in 95. We've been out here for about 20 years now, I guess, but we have several field representatives that work for us, and we try to cover most of the area within 200 miles from here. We got 40 or 50 guys that work the country for us, and they do a good job about getting cattle, and we have a pretty big draw area.
The concept of a regional market, that seems like that we've got, we've got a lot of local sale barns, but very, very few regional markets these days.
Yeah, it seems, there seems like there's a lot of more. There's several little sale barns around the state and stuff, but as far as being a regional, we're right here in the middle of Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and that causes us to have a bigger draw area. It's all about numbers here. We don't sell percentages. We get so much ahead, so we try to sell. Our name of the game here is sell as many cattle as we can.
Tell me about this is a brick-and-mortar type operation, but you're also into video auctions as well.
Yes, sir. We started the video auction about 10 years ago, and we sell probably between 75 and 100,000 cattle a year on our video. In our video, we'll have about two special videos a year that were scheduled. Otherwise, we try to sell most of the video sales. We can film them today and sell them tomorrow, or it works really good for risk management point of view for our customers. We can buy them a load of cattle on Monday, and we can turn around and sell those cattle on the video that Monday night. And in that instance, that looks really good to a banker to have them already bought and already sold.
When you think about the market today, this is historic.
Right.
We've seen prices this year we've never seen before.
Oh, I know. It's great. It's a great opportunity. For the most part, the people that, most of the guys, the yearling guys, the feeders, most of those people are just margin operators anyways. We're going to be able to feed them cheap this year. We're going to be able to sell the meat. But, for the first time probably in my lifetime, these cow-calf guys, they're really going to be able to make some money the next two or three years, and that's really good. I'm really happy for them people.
Cow-calf guys that have seen, obviously, gone through some drought, not as much as, say, west of here, but you had some drought a couple of years ago that caused cattle numbers to contract, mama cows be sold. Are we seeing cows come back into the herds?
Oh, absolutely. They're rebuilding these cow herds more so today than they ever have. Just week after week, we sell these big strings of home-raised steers, the nice steers, and then there won't be any heifers behind them. People are keeping these heifers. Well, the first time in a long time, they're able to sell their steers and have enough money to be able to keep their heifers, I mean, from that aspect, they're really going to rebuild them the next couple of years.
So for the most part, you're seeing a lot of these guys say, I can afford to hold these females back then?
Oh, yeah, for the most part, they're getting so much for their steers. Their steers are bringing as much as most time as their steers and heifers would, So they're able to sell half as many cattle, keep their heifers back, and replace some of those aging cows and rebuild this cow herd like they need to.
With all of that going on, what's kind of the mood of the folks that you work with, these both the stocker-type guys but also the cow-calf guy operators out across the country?
Oh, everybody kind of sees that coming, Their mode is, everybody kind of understands they're going to rebuild this thing, But, we're still looking at 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road before these cattle are back in production that we have enough numbers to support what we're doing. And until then, these margins are probably going to be pretty good, especially for the cow-calf guys. These guys are going to have to pay more for them. But, the feed, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been able to feed them cheaper than we've ever been able to feed them in history. And these guys, their margins on that side is going to be good. But as an overall direct, everybody kind of sees that coming, and that's just kind of the mood across the industry,
What's Joplin's, your stockyards, what's the game plan down the road? In other words, how do you see this part of the business, this marketing part of the business evolving?
Oh, I see a lot of this marketing, it's just going to involve as much more, I think, more so that, we're going to have more regional markets. Maybe some of these smaller operators, I don't know if they're going to stay in business. I don't know what's really going to happen there, but we're going to rebuild these numbers, and our name of the game here is sell cattle, and that's what we want to do. As far as down the road, I don't really see a lot changing. There's going to be things changed that I probably don't even see coming yet, but what those are, I don't really know.
Okay, very good.